This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the Hope Centre, where real stories meet real conversations about mental health, hope and growth. I'm Anna.
And I'm Omri. We're here to share, connect and remind you that you're not alone. Let's dive in.
Kia ora and welcome to the Hope Centre podcast, a project put together by Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust with the help of ORFM and Platinum Recruitment in Dunedin. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email admin@lifematters.org.nz. Kia ora, I'm Anna.
And I'm Omri.
We're both senior peer support workers at Life Matters and we'll be your hosts for this conversation about hope, healing and lived experience. New season of the podcast and still haven't edited that intro to the correct job roles. But you know what? That is fine. I did nail the Platinum Recruitment.
Yeah. Thank you, Platinum Recruitment.
Welcome back to the Hope Centre podcast. I suppose the first episode has already been recorded and released prior to this introductory episode, which is a bit bizarre, but that's on our bad organization.
Life be life, and I guess.
Yeah. I think we got our dates wrong, and the email title that I sent to ORFM was Anna and Omri mucked up because we did planning without actually consulting anybody. Classic.
We assumed, and we know what happens when we assume.
Yeah.
Not just us.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a wee bit backwards having the introductory episode as the second episode, but you know, the best things in life can be a wee bit backwards sometimes. So this is episode number 2. So we're back for another 12 episodes, which we're super excited for.
Yeah, I think it's been a big break, and thank you, listeners, for joining us again. I think, it's with this break, we've been able to really organize some guests, and I think we practice what we preach a lot when we talk about slowing down and taking time. You know, there are lots of changes that are happening within the Hope Centre, as well as some of the, you know, organisational changes, but also the guest loads that we carry. So it's time to take a break so we can really organise the next 12 episodes and have some, honestly, I think pretty cool guests.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Like, we've had so many cool guests up to this point in time, but we were a bit more sporadic with our organisation, as opposed to sitting down and planning all the episodes at once. But I think it's been helpful and gives us good knowledge moving forward that it's actually better to sit and prepare.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of that stress off because we're kind of just showing up and doing what we've already planned months ago or weeks ago, as opposed to like
2 days.
2 days
or day before.
Or day of.
Yeah. Not day of.
No, we're generally more organized than that. That was a thought that floated through our mind today when we came in and saw an email about a possible guest. But you know what? We're here. We're sticking to our guns.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And I think over the last, how long have we been away? Like 2 months? We've been having replays of some of our favourite episodes. I'm sure they probably sounded familiar if you didn't know we were on a break. But it's been nice to kind of go down memory lane and remember where we started, some old, some new, as well as our award-winning bereavement episode, which still holds a special place in our heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're so back.
We're so back and I think ready to be, ready to share so much more about lived experience and possibility and hope too, and really getting and those messages as we head back into that winter time where we can feel a bit more alone and feel more lonely.
100%. So we've kind of got a mixture of random little updates and things to kind of talk about today. I guess first and foremostly, the Hope Centre podcast is produced by the Hope Centre and Life Matters, who is undergoing a lot of change at the moment. We're being a wee bit, just to be transparent in terms of the Life Matters values, we've been a bit coy around the hours that we're kind of sharing, and that's the reality of a changing service funded by public health, is that things change and we can't provide all the answers. But long story short, hours are changing.
Yeah, we were, what, Tuesday to Sunday, and then Sunday to Tuesday to Saturday, and now...
There'll be some kind of other change in there. And while that's not necessarily fun to kind of talk about, we know that the podcast reaches a lot of people that we support, and a lot of people we support comes to us over various types of media. So important to share that we're expecting our hours to kind of change as we come into the latter half of the year. And we now want people to call and text if they're looking for support, as opposed to walking in off the street, which is unfortunate. But we're hoping with the spirit of the community that we can get back to what we would like to get back to in the future.
Yeah. And as well as recognising there are some other really cool and good supports out there, like the Recovery Cafe in
100%.
Dunedin, run by Otago Mental Health Support Trust. They are open in Northeast Valley and South Dunedin for 2 days a week, 2 days a week each at each venue. From, I think it's changes a little bit from, but kind of around 4:35 to 10 p.m.
On Fridays, Saturdays, Mondays, and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So while we're kind of reducing, we're working alongside the work that they're doing. So overall, the community will still stay well supported.
Yeah.
I think it's been a really good reminder, both professionally and personally. As an organisation, as individuals, we don't have to kind of carry everything that's going on in life. You know, we hold a lot of really strong relationships with people, but we're not responsible for everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Generally, how have things been for you over the last couple of months, Omri?
Yeah, good. I've really enjoyed slowing down.
Yes.
I'm a year older.
Happy birthday. He's 30 now.
I'm now 48. I just had my 72nd birthday.
Gets worse.
But no, it's been good. It's been getting into yoga a bit more. I know we've talked about it a bit, but yeah, like really trying to intentionally get more into yoga.
How frequently are you doing yoga?
Still pretty sporadically, but, you know, there's more intention
there's
behind
an intention.
It. Yeah. And the intention of was going to one studio, which was enjoying, but finding it really hard compared to try to a new studio, which...
It's really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun and not finding it hard, but feeling guilty because, like, well, I've got passes to the other one.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to go to the new one without finishing the old one, but have come to a compromise.
Don't want to go to the new one before finishing the old one.
Yeah.
Good play on words.
Thank you. But yeah, so coming to a compromise of I can still, you know, they serve different purposes. The old one is much closer. So if it's just a more spontaneous thing, can just go do that. But also can intentionally go to the new one.
Yeah.
Enjoying that. Scored a goal in futsal.
Woo-hoo.
I never score.
Claps.
So, you know, that was very good.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
That's a really good question. I don't think I could. It's hard to summarise, and I think that's kind of the phase of life that we're in. And, you know, we aim to talk about winter and, like, hibernation and slowing down slightly later in the episode, but... For me, winter kind of feels like Groundhog Day, and it's like I'm getting up and it's dark, and then I'm going to work and it's dark, and then I'm coming home and it's dark. And I'm in a phase of life at the moment where I'm trying to balance, like, discipline, but also listening to myself and kind of, just being more in tune with what I need. At a time, I feel like during winter, it can be quite easy for me to start neglecting the things that make me feel... Okay. That makes me feel, like, fulfilled and well. But I also know that's equally really important. For reference, my stuttering was because I thought Omri pulled out his earphones or his microphone or something, and I thought... was thinking that that's not going to be very efficient for podcast recording.
There's just a wire on the table and it started fidgeting. But it was already unplugged.
Okay. Well, good to know. But yeah.
It feels like this time last year that you really got back into running. Or this time last year we may have started talking about getting back into running.
Yeah, getting back into running, getting back into positive movement. Mm. And I'm running. I'm pretty dedicated to that grind, although going through a few injuries at the moment. And that's also something that's been quite hard to navigate, is like having a deep desire to do something but physically not actually being able to do it. And it's made me respect how fortunate I am to like be in a functioning human body a lot of the time, because I know a lot of people may not be able to run, for example. Being fit and healthy and functional looks different to everybody in their circumstances, but things are just different for me, and that's been kind of complicated. Mm. But you know what? I did the big girl thing and I went to physio.
Nice.
I've never felt more battered and bruised until doing so. Really? Because my goodness, that was a deep, deep tissue massage.
Did they do, last time I had physio, it was after I'd done my back in, 77 years old. and they put, it wasn't acupuncture, but kind of acupuncture adjacent. They were putting needles in. Did they do any needle work?
No. See, I did acupuncture last year when I had my concussion. This was just pure elbow in my calf, in my quad.
Gosh.
My goodness. You know, I'm attending to my body's needs and going and doing the thing, despite it not being the most convenient thing in the world.
And getting the pure elbow.
Getting the pure elbow, that's right. Feel like I'm just kind of taking things in their pace and kind of just seeing where life takes me at this point in time. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere, anytime.
Anywhere, any hope centre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so in prep for this podcast episode, I was kind of like browsing, Googling ideas of things that we could discuss or talk about that were fun. Mm. And based on a TikTok trend, I thought we could do a report. And it's my understanding that this is things that people generally do weekly, but that doesn't really apply. I mean, we could do it weekly. Yeah. Or we could do it recently, as ever, how recently as you want.
Or general routine.
General routine. Report sense of reading, eating, playing, obsessing, recommending, and treating. So we can discuss about the things that are bringing us joy in this slow period of life that feels pretty mundane for a lot of people.
Mm.
And maybe people could have some inspiration.
And I think as well, even when things are feeling quite mundane and realizing, actually, no, I have done quite a bit of things.
Exactly. And even in doing this, so I would recommend, if you're listening and you're like, I just need a bit of an analysis on what's going on in my life at the moment. I did this and I thought, oh, there is actually a lot of things going on that I'm enjoying. I'm just, it's not stuff that I generally recognize. Like when I think of enjoying, I'm like, oh, watching a TV show or like doing a hobby, but I'm actually also really enjoying some food related things, some like, you know, some other random things. So,
heck yeah.
You know what? May as well share.
Exactly. And with report being the, I don't know, guidelines that we're following, it's an acrostic poem. So each of the letters, as Anna read out before, stand for something.
They do.
With the R being reading. Anna, what are you reading at the moment?
So I looked back on my Goodreads. I feel like I'm in a bit of a reading slump. And I feel like this tends to happen for me when I'm attending a lot of energy to other areas of my life. For example, if I'm really into crafting at the moment, I'm like not doing a lot of reading because I'm spending a lot of time crafting.
Yeah.
So it's really making me think about the balance in my life and what I want to be attending to. But the most recent things that I've read was the Off Campus series, which the TV show is based on, something that had been on my shelf for months, if not years, but I just never touched it because I don't know, I'm a book collector and a book reader for me is a completely different hobby, but I like both.
Was it the TV show coming out that motivated you to get into reading?
Yeah. Nice. And I like, it's strange, I feel like with TV shows that have come from book adaptations, the other way around. No, that was the right way.
Yeah, yeah, you crushed
that. I quite like watching, it's a bit backwards, I quite like watching the show and then reading the book because you get so much extra context. And so much extra like scenes and kind of little nuances that the TV shows often have to skip over. So I kind of enjoyed doing it that way. And I read the off-campus series. Before I read that, I finally read Sunrise on the Reaping.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
I know. No spoilers
for our listeners, but thoughts? Oh,
absolutely devastating.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Absolutely devastating, but it was so good. And I don't know why I put it off for so long.
It really reinvigorated, like, for me, I was like, no, Hunger Games is good. It's not just, you know, like it's mainstream and quote-unquote basic, but like it's great.
Absolutely, yeah. And the ending is beyond devastating. My partner won't read, so he's waiting for the movie to come out, and I was sitting there like, and I couldn't say anything because he doesn't want it spoiled, so that was hard.
Wild. Because me and my partner read it together. We read it chapter by chapter.
Yeah. And like, who got the last reading. One?
I'm sure it would have been her. I can't remember reading it, but just remember being
jaw
dropped.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Nothing surprising. Absolutely. Mm. Like there was no other way that they were going to end Haymitch's story.
Just very well written.
But so well written. Mm. And just, devastating.
Mm. And I think it's knowing the outcome, but not knowing how the outcome will happen.
Pain. Yeah. So much pain. How about you?
Nothing like formal reading, but more just reading into things.
Oh, abstract.
Yeah. Which is still reading, because I'd say it's probably more of the history side of things, but not like a formal book.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lots of different articles or websites around Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh my gosh.
US president. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Not my favorite. Definitely no Jimmy Carter. But just looking into history and... You know, he was a president who was fairly outside of the general political scope of things. Mm-hmm. And both the Democrats and Republicans were going, hey, run under our ticket. Because they knew that he was popular.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of, that and why he chose where he chose. And again, no spoilers from history from the 50s.
Yeah.
just really cool. Going into kind of subjects in history that really interest me.
What draws you to that kind of stuff?
Oof, what draws me there? I do really like history because I love facts.
Mm-hmm.
I love being able to repeat facts.
You're
I love
a fact being able to beast, if you will.
I'm a fact beast in training. fact beast junior, if you will.
Yeah.
Really... Knowing, and I think it helps also shape my worldview of now and how, is it crowded house or split ends? Split ends. History does repeat.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't right.
Mm-hmm.
It does repeat. Or I think it was Mark Twain said, like, history doesn't repeat, but it sure does rhyme or something along those lines, and kind of how many similarities are still there. We think we are evolving and progressing so much, but we're still human.
Yeah. 100%. Good stuff.
Yeah.
What about eating?
Mm-mm-mm.
What have you been loving?
I have been loving pizza bars, pizza sandwiches.
Don't even get me started on Pizza Bar.
Yeah.
Shout out Pizza Bar.
Shout out Pizza Bar Dunedin. for lunch times, they do pizza sandwiches, not a calzone. A pizza sandwich. So it's like a calzone, but not crimped.
Yeah.
And it's made like a pizza and then chuck some rocket or something in there, fold it up and ooh-wee.
Good.
And to the point where we've also made some ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it was just a great time.
Yeah. Was it as good at home?
Like, it was honestly pretty close. I was really proud of the sauce that I made.
Okay.
We made the bases with Earl, our sourdough starter.
Yeah.
It was...
Oh, so it'd be pretty spot on then.
Yeah, it was real good. I would highly recommend.
Yeah, it always sounds like there's a lot of good cooking going on in your household.
We try. Yeah. We try to keep things fresh.
Yeah.
Any fun snacks?
Ooh. It's a good question. I think we've got to give a shout out to Spicy Hummus.
Shout out Lisa's.
Lisa's Spicy Hummus. Which one of our colleagues, Nicole, introduced us to. Mm. Shout out Nicole. Who else wants a shout out while we're at it?
Yeah.
That's been a good snack recently. Mm. I've been a bit slack on dinner, and I think, again, that speaks to the season of life that I'm kind of in, that hibernation phase where it's like I want to get home and I generally sit down and watch TV and then go to bed.
Yeah. Shout out your mum for sometimes bringing you some food.
Yeah, true. Shout out mum. What I have been loving for lunch, though, is bagels, specifically bagels with cream cheese in them and jalapenos in them.
Full slices? Do you cut it up? Do you cut the jalapenos and then mix it in the cream cheese, then spread? What's your method?
Yeah, so some cream cheese and then like put some slices of jalapenos in them you know, give it a mix around and then smear it on there. Cream cheese in general, cream cheese with jalapenos on a bagel, fantastic. Cream cheese with jam on toast is like a cheesecakey kind of tasting combination of spread.
Yeah.
So good.
In New York, they call a scallion, a green onion cream cheese, and that slaps.
Oh, yeah. It's just so versatile.
Yeah.
Sweet, sour, savory.
Yeah. Umami.
Any other flavor profiles you kind of want, you know? It's just so good.
It's got goods.
It does.
In terms of, you know, we've got our foods down. Are there any fun drinks that are on your mind at the moment?
Ooh. I mean, Dr. Pepper's always up there. If I'm thinking of like a coffee or something to recommend, I think anything from Noble is really good.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Noble Dunedin.
But also been really enjoying the new V Nostalgia energy drinks as well. I go through phases with energy drinks. I don't think I'm that caffeine impacted. I just like sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
But those have been fun. What about you?
So for my birthday, for my 93rd birthday, I got given mocktail tea bags.
Oh, yes.
So they're just Red Seal.
Yeah.
The tea brand Red Seal, and they do, I think it's a blood orange and something, a mint and elderberry or elderflower and a lemon lime.
What makes a mocktail?
Just no alcohol.
Yeah.
But it's just a tea.
It's just tea bags.
It's just a tea bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can either put some soda water or some lemonade.
Yeah.
Let it steep. It was really good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm really into them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. And like.
And just get them in the tea aisle.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I need to go find them because that sounds really good.
Yeah. I love them. If you've got a soda stream, you could use a soda stream or just a lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a good shout.
Yeah.
What about playing? In brackets, video games, sports, or hobbies, or anything?
Wow.
Oh. I know what's coming.
I'm going to lowball myself. I think it's about 150 hours into Pokemon Fire Red just this year. In terms of, I haven't played Fire Red before, but I've played pilots for other Pokemon games before, such as Pokemon Yellow or Emerald or Ruby or Sapphire.
Why are they all named after colors?
I think they stop there because then they've got like Sword and Shield.
Okay.
I don't know though.
All right.
Yeah. I think red has Charizard, who's the fire one on the front, and then blue has Blastoise, which is the water one.
Mm-hmm.
And then yellow had Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times it was the... And then for Ruby, it had Groudon, who's more of a ruby color. So often it did have the Pokemon.
It's more related to the Pokemon as opposed to the colors meaning anything else.
Okay. But yeah, playing a lot of Pokemon and loving it, like really, really loving it. I think we've talked about this before, but having the social futsal and netball as well is really cool.
Social really sports.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking back to when I watched you play Pokemon on the bus, and the only Pokemon I can remember is Cloyster.
Yeah, Cloyster. Cloyster's a good one. Cloyster's a good water ice.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
What sticks out to you about Cloyster?
I just don't think that oysters are very photogenic.
Mm.
And the concept, I've never tried oysters, but the concept of oysters is an interesting one to me. So I think it's just stuck in my brain.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
No,
good stuff.
Are you playing anything?
I'm not, no. I mean, I play social futsal as well, but I feel like that's an ongoing, always, like something that would be on my report because it's good for me. It's one of those things that, like, leading up to it, I don't want to do it, but then I do it and I'm like, oh, that's so good.
So fun.
Social fun. But depending on who you're playing, it's fun. In terms of hobbies, I've been doing a bit of beading. We did a beading workshop at Life Matters a couple of weeks ago, and that kind of continued on to making some things at home. That's been fun.
What have you made?
Usually like little 3D creatures. Like I've made like a wee manta ray and like wee fishies, a wee goose, and then made like a hanging like dragonfly, like pendant dream catcher looking
kind of thing.
Which has been fun. And in terms of other hobbies, I've put running slow. I can't run fast at the moment, but I've actually been really enjoying it, like intentionally taking my time, because I feel like in a world of social media where we see so many posts from the elite and the best of the best, it's like if I'm not running fast, I'm not running well enough.
Yeah.
But how it's so good to run and to still be like still have breath.
Yeah.
So I've been loving that.
That's impressive. That's really impressive. 5 minutes into futsal and I'm like...
Futsal's different. I think it's explosive sports where you're like having to work really hard for like a few minutes at a time versus like that long-term endurance
and
kind of stuff is totally different because I tell you what, at futsal I can't breathe either.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. We've got three letters left, but before we get to them... Do you want to hear from our new sponsor?
I would love to.
Let's have a listen, shall we?
Looking for a change in workplace? Or seeking a team member who truly fits your culture? At Platinum Recruitment, we believe people come first. That's why we take the time to understand not just skills, but values, and what success really means for you. As proud sponsors of the Hope Centre podcast, we're committed to supporting healthier workplaces and stronger communities. Whether you're hiring or ready to take your next step, talk to Platinum Recruitment. Visit platinumrecruitment.co.nz and find the right fit today.
Ooh-wee, that was fantastic.
Ooh-wee indeed.
I don't think I've ever made that noise in my life, but I made it today.
Zooey mama.
Zooey mama, that was a good... advert. Thank you so much, Platinum Recruitment, for your support in the Hope Centre podcast. Without you, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And
we appreciate
that would be sad. Cool. Finishing our report. Omri, what have you been obsessing over?
Obsessing. So
obsessing's quite a intense word.
Yeah.
What have you been loving?
I'm sure I've talked about this before, but I'm not a boy that's into scaries. I've got a very low scary tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Is it the jump scares or is it the?
It's the jump scares. I do believe in ghosts, and so just don't mess with it.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Because there's the belief and there's the strong fear. But something I have been really loving recently, but also has been pushing my boundaries a little bit, not pushing boundaries, pushing my stretch zone, is the show Supernatural.
Oh my gosh.
I am on season 2.
Okay.
I love the ones that's more about folklore and history.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the kind of the folklore and history and the tales that have passed down from generations, you know. The ones I haven't been enjoying are the ghost ones.
Okay.
Or specifically ones that you think are going to be, that lead you to believe is a ghost and a clown. That was a nightmare.
No.
I hated it. It was the worst.
Do you remember the killer clown epidemic?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like people walking around the streets just as clowns.
Awful.
I remember wanting to, like I still had to, I mean, obviously as a child, like walking my dog and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I felt obligated to like take a butter knife with me.
Yeah.
So I was terrified. There's like clowns are horrifying.
They're the worst. And a clown ghost? Not a dog.
No. I haven't actually watched Supernatural. But I'm interested.
I'd say this is my first introduction to Supernatural. I would say it is very good. I'm like genuinely really enjoying it.
Yeah.
There've been a couple.
Bar the ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Most of the ghosties I can manage.
Mm-hmm.
The ghost clown episode I was tapping out.
So what'd you do? Cover your eyes, turn it off, skip.
Screamed a lot.
Screamed?
A lot of, nah, dog, nah, we can't, stop.
I wonder what your neighbours thought were going on.
Yeah, luckily they're away at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they've left a couch in our driveway.
Oh.
And our walkway, I should say, in our path.
Yep.
And they're gone, so who knows.
Shout out Omri's old neighbours.
Yeah, shout out my neighbours.
Wherever you are.
Home for the semester break, I assume.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, good. They might think that you had like a real ghost in your flat or something.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. It's an old place.
Yeah, true. Obsessing? I feel like this one's a given. Mm. I've been watching so much FIFA World Cup recently. I love sports generally. Like, football's not up there for me because I generally think I find it a wee bit boring.
Mm.
But what I do love is when there's a World Cup on and like, it brings people together.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's exciting. It's competitive. And I tend to get attached to teams and want them to do well. But even games, like I'll just watch a random game and for no reason I'll choose a side.
Yeah.
And then I'm like really into that side winning. There's just a real big competitive streak in me.
Yeah.
So I've been watching a lot of FIFA. I've been putting it on the computer when I'm working. I've been watching it at home. It's just been fun. My social media has been pretty FIFA heavy. So that's what I've been obsessing. I don't know if I'd say obsessing. I've been really enjoying it. I've also been really enjoying finding things to look forward to. I think naturally with the winter period hopefully kind of slowing down soon and coming into spring, having obligations and plans has been something I've been really enjoying. I also put Harry Styles' new album is something I've been loving.
Yeah, great.
And that's been out for a really long time.
Yeah, like a few months
now. So it's not like it's a new thing, but I think that ties in with the having something to look forward to because I'm going to go see him in November. So
that's so close.
I know, right?
He's coming out before Noah Kahn.
It's coming around so quickly, which is scary because I really need to save some money. But, you know, having that to look forward to as well has been something I've been really enjoying. Again, probably not quite obsessing strong, but yeah, been loving that.
Yeah. With a FIFA World Cup and saying pick a team, was there a team that you really connected to in the beginning that you want to give a shout out to?
I feel like if I – Braden doesn't listen to the podcast, but if he is, of course England.
England.
Yeah. My partner's a big England fan, so that's been pretty heavy. I got him a David Beckham retro shirt for Christmas and yeah, I don't think that's it. Things seem the wash for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, great. It's like my hoodie.
Yeah. Curaçao, the smallest nation in the World Cup, 156,000 people population. They drew their second game, and that's the first time they've ever got a point in FIFA World Cup history. Mm. And I was crying when they did it because, again, sports brings people together and they're showing all their fans and the crowd crying. And it's just so emotional.
Yeah. It really makes you think as well, because I know New Zealand as a nation, we've got a bit of a chip on our shoulder in sports events of going, you know, we're a small nation of 5 million or I think 6 million now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a lot of our brand. There 100%. Are countries much smaller than us who are striving in sports just as well. And that's not to tear us down, because we shouldn't tear ourselves down to build others up. But we can go, well.
Yeah.
Other people are doing great too.
Yeah, and I think even when looking at like rugby, for example, our achievements are significant for a country of our size.
Significant full stop.
Significant full stop, yeah. Football's not our sport, and that's okay because there's been a lot of fun in supporting other random little teams for literally no reason.
Yeah, other than the vibes.
Other than the vibes.
Yeah.
That's been good. Next is recommending. Do you have anything you'd recommend to the listeners?
I mean, I genuinely would recommend Supernatural. Just skip season 2. I think it's episode 3. It is so awful.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, a man in full clown makeup. And I'm scared now. But no, I would recommend.
He's sweating. He's crying.
I would recommend Supernatural. I think something else I would recommend in the joke way, but also sometimes we need to, sometimes it is the small things that we need to be reminded of, but mm-hmm. just touching some grass.
Yeah.
I love.
Grounding yourself.
Love wet grass.
Yeah. No. Wet grass is a sensory nightmare for me.
Really?
Yeah.
100%. I don't like dry feet or dry things. Ooh, or
like
dry hands.
Walking along dry grass.
Yeah, no, I love, you have wet and then you do the cricket rub. You rub your little feet together like a cricket.
Both are valid, it's all right.
Yeah. So that's what I would recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
What is on your I was going to say bucket Ooh, list, but your recommendation list.
Genuinely, something that has changed my life this year was establishing a skincare routine. Mm. And I'm not saying that people need to go out there and spend extravagant amount of money on skincare because it can get really expensive. And again, with media and expectations, we're often pushed to buy the biggest, next best thing. However, washing my face has changed my life.
Yeah.
As a oily, greasy gal. putting on a bit of face wash that I literally got from the bargain chemist, doing that in the shower, drying my face, putting on a bit of moisturizer has been great for my skin.
You mean?
So that's what I would recommend.
Have you enjoyed the routine of it as well?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. It's nice to like wake up in the morning and like be tired, but then like put this nice gel feeling stuff on my face. And I hate having wet sleeves, so I generally have to do it before I like, you know, before I undo my pajama top and put on a t-shirt over my head. So, you know, but I don't. Yeah,
Your
yeah,
name.
Yeah. It's been nice. It's been good. Good part of routine. And last but not least, we've got treating.
Mm.
A fun weekend treat or a self-care item?
Yes. Yes. Have you been up to much recently, treat-wise?
Not treat-wise, but in terms of self-care item, I recently started at a new gym that has a sauna in it.
What? Wowzers.
Yeah. And I'm surprised how little, because I think when people go to the gym, in the bare basic, you're going there to exercise your body in a way that feels good.
Mm.
And that's like the bare, what you expect of a gym. You don't expect the next step up with this like massage chairs and saunas. And so they're often less occupied than I would think. So I've had a good opportunity to give them both a go. And it just feels really good. Whether I've exercised, whether I haven't, whether I've had a hard day, whether there's a lot of thoughts racing around in my head, just taking like 20 minutes to sit and sweat for some reason's been really lovely.
Mm. Imagine it quite, you know, creates a bit of a different relationship with the gym that I don't have to push myself or exert too much. Yeah. It can be a safe place in other ways.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that some of the narratives created around gym and exercise is obviously really harmful.
Mm.
And it's been really good for me to kind of step back and, you know, move my body or treat my body in a way that feels positive and feels right for me. And, you know, some days I may go in and like walk on the treadmill for 15, 20 minutes and then hop in the sauna and it a day because that's what my body and my brain feels like. But it's
getting back to being greasy and sweaty.
Yeah, 100%. Going home, having a shower, getting all that grease and sweat off my face with my face wash. You know, it comes full circle.
Great
for
routine.
Real. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I think mine is very much related to the eating as well, like lots of little treats or snackies.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's really jumping to mind. I think something that I am wanting to do, and I hope this will be released after I do it, is there is a new restaurant on the waterfront called Vigo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in the Customs House in Dunedin. And yeah, there's a new, I think it's tapas, kind of small dishes. If it's not, it's definitely seafood, very quite seafood heavy. And I'm historically not a huge seafood boy, but I am getting braver.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about oysters?
I have tried oysters for the first time this year.
Yeah?
I've had my first oyster. I had it in Queenstown on the street side.
That would be a good oyster.
It was a pretty good oyster. It was covered in a lot of vinegar.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't mind it. I would try again. I'd dabble again.
Yeah. That sounds like nice self-care, fun weekend treat. I guess also important in some sense to acknowledge that it's Matariki weekend this weekend.
Very exciting.
There'll be lots of fun. I mean, we can't say go do all the Matariki things, but that's a good intention for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, please contact admin@lifematters.org.nz to let us know what your town does for Matariki and what you got up to for Matariki. Yeah.
We'd love to know.
We'd love to know. That's admin.org. No, admin@lifematters.org.nz.
Put his foot in it now. All right. We've got a couple more things we were going to ponder on before we wrap on up, but maybe we'll hear from, you know.
Yeah. What do our sponsors have to say?
Good question. Let's find out.
Looking for a change in workplace? Or seeking a team member who truly fits your culture? At Platinum Recruitment, we believe people come first. That's why we take the time to understand not just skills, but values and what success really means for you. As proud sponsors of the Hope Centre podcast, we're committed to supporting healthier workplaces and stronger communities. Whether you're hiring or ready to take your next step, talk to Platinum Recruitment. Visit platinumrecruitment.co.nz and find the right fit today.
Let's get recruiting! Does any of the listeners, or you, Anna, remember the show Let's Get Inventing?
No.
It was
You are 93.
I am 93, yeah. It was run by, I believe, or sponsored by MoTat.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And that was the start of it. It was just one guy just going, "Let's get inventing."
Okay.
Never watched it.
Yeah.
Did not interest me at all, but I remember that vividly.
That's you with Platinum Recruitment.
That's me with Platinum Recruitment.
Good.
Let's
stuff.
Get recruiting. So we preface this at the start of the episode as well. We are getting into that time of the winter and the winter blues that can bring. And we kind of touched on this last year a little bit as well, but I think nice to recap and a reminder that, you know, we can get into these headspaces, especially mm-hmm. around this time of year, of feeling quite alone or feeling very down.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are reaching out to bring some warmth into it and mm-hmm. reminding you all that you also can reach out and provide some of your own warmth.
100%.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's important to acknowledge that a lot of people feel this way during winter. I think it can feel isolating, but in reality, as humans who have limited energy, I think it is totally normal and acceptable for things to feel different depending on the phase of life, the physical season, the mental season that you are in. Tis the damn season, Taylor Swift mentioned.
Shout out.
Yeah, and I guess the way that we look after ourselves, the way that we attend to ourselves in winter can look a wee bit different. I know for me, I'm getting up a wee bit later. I'm, you know, having to be quite disciplined and balanced with listening to my body when it comes to doing after work activities. But, you know, all I want to do is to get home and get into bed and go to sleep. But I also recognize that that's totally normal for this time of year.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are kind of in the same boat. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'm noticing myself not wanting to go to bed as early, but just wanting to be wrapped up on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So like hoodie on, blanket round, switch in hand.
Which is so funny that you say that because I'm a serial napper. That's one thing I'll never ever give up. But if I'm not at work, I will always nap on my days off without fail. And if I don't get enough time to nap, I'm really upset because the afternoon's my nap time, naturally. Yeah. I've been falling asleep on the couch.
Yes, it hits different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you say that you're wanting to spend more time on the couch because that's where I've naturally gravitated towards to as well.
Does yours have, mine does not, I want to preface, but does yours have a nice little sun spot or a sun patch?
Yes, so there's like a window behind my couch, which is quite nice. And then there's a window off to the side. The heat pump is also adjacent to it on the wall, so it's a nice little cozy setup. Weird coincidence. Yeah. I wonder if that's just a coincidence or if that's statistically backed. I've got no idea.
But for me, it's also good sleep hygiene.
100%.
If I'm not going to bed early, then bed is still the sleep space.
Yeah.
Compared to couch being a bit more of the everything.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Do you find, aside from where you're choosing locationally to sit and be and do self-care, that self-care changes for you during winter? Like what you're kind of doing to look after yourself in winter?
Yeah. I don't know if my activities or my actions change, but I think my mindset changes. Mm. I do go to the beach and to the ocean less.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like I'm going less as I get older,
mm-hmm.
Just with other responsibilities and energies.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm not a young bachelor anymore. So it's mm-hmm. It's not just managing my own time. It's, how do we manage other people's time too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think it's more of a mindset change of, okay, what am and exactly that of listening to my body of what am I needing right now?
Mm-hmm.
And not only right now, but what do I feel like I will be needing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, with, shout out Dunedin weather, but it is so unpredictable
mm-hmm.
that it might be, okay, I'm feeling like absolutely buns right now.
Yeah.
But I know the weather's meant to be buns next week, and so I'm not going to be potentially able to do what I want mm-hmm. to do for my body.
Yeah.
And just be moving.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I do need to push myself more now to relax later, mm-hmm. capitalize on opportunities when I take them.
Mm.
So I think, it's a bit more about capitalizing on
on
the weather when it comes up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm. Yeah, I think, so much more of a mindset change.
Yeah.
Do you find as well, again, with running this time of year, much harder, not only injury-wise, but also weather-wise?
100%. I think I've maybe been for like 2 outside runs within like the last month.
Mm.
And they were chilly. It's like one of those things that once you start to get going and you get hot internally, it's like it gets easier.
Yeah.
But, still it's much easier to be inside and like rest or be inside and go to the gym and do it on the treadmill or whatever I'm going to do. It's a weird balance, and I find a lot of grounding being outside generally. I'm lucky I live by the ocean and by a golf course, and there's like a lot of nice nature around me. And I find it hard not being able to connect with that as much in the cold, but also recognize that it's the nature of what's going on.
Yeah.
That will pass, and it's okay that things do look a wee bit different right now. I think you're right, looking forward and knowing that things may not be as easily possible over the next week, 2 weeks, 2 months, or until the things kind of pass and days start getting longer. Just recognizing that's not going to be this way forever.
Do you have a dream winter self-care day?
Do I have any obligations?
No. No.
No.
And you've just been given $500,000.
Oh my goodness. I would buy a really comfy bed with a new duvet in it that's really thick and like hotel quality.
Yeah.
New bed sheets, new duvet cover.
Mm.
My bed would be maxed out.
Yeah.
Massage
bed.
Massage bed, yeah. Massage chair, massage bed. Build a sauna in my house.
Yeah, great.
No, I genuinely think my dream, you can stay at home and look after yourself day would be getting up, having a shower, freshening up, getting into some nice clean pajamas, being able to sit in the couch in the lounge, eat food that feels good, drink warm drinks, read books, watch TV, cuddle with my cats. Just a mundane day, really.
Yeah.
Which I tend to find in winter, unless I've got something that I'm specifically going out for, I love the mundane.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
Finding comfort in the known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then when it passes and it starts to get warmer, things may get a wee bit more adventurous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you? What's your dream self-care winter day?
I think it would be getting up around 10:30.
Yep.
Going to Moana Pool and going for a swim and or an aqua jog and having a bit of a natter.
Mm-hmm.
And then having some cheese, salami, crackers. I would want the Castello Blue with some cheds.
Nah.
and Yeah, and honestly, the mocktail tea bags would be great. Yeah,
cool.
And then, yeah, and then very much, okay, I've got my switch and wrapped up hoodie time, you know, after, obviously, hot shower, after the water pool. Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then really that's when kind of creating a good cave, not a cave that I feel like I can't get out of, but a nice cozy cave.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it would be Supernatural on. In other times of my life, it might have been Mulan or, you know what? I kind of want to watch Legally Blonde.
Okay.
Or Legally Blonde the musical.
All right.
So that might be, I'm going to try and get that done by next recording.
Okay.
I am hoping to have, I can report back and see if I have watched Legally Blonde or Legally Blonde the musical.
Yeah. So where did the $500,000 go in this scenario?
Oh, on cheese.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. All of it on cheese.
Okay. All right.
But then I think for dinner,
yeah,
this is where some of it would go into as well. Would have, I've never been to this restaurant, and I can't remember what it, I think it's called Veruda. It's a Mediterranean restaurant by Great Taste and Pasha. And it looks lovely, but some kind of,
I can picture it.
Yeah, some kind of Mediterranean food, you know, your tomatoes, your fetas, your slow cooked meats.
Delicious.
Yeah. And just wrapped up and honing into that.
Yeah. Good stuff. You know what? That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. Sounds lush.
It does. It does. Mm. I'll be thinking of cheese and tasty food and
I'd get a wheel, like a wheel of blurry or a wheel of camembert.
Big wheel?
Yeah, big wheel. Big wheel.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. And then this is a recommendation for all you lovely listeners out there.
Yeah.
You get some brie. Mm-hmm. I've only done it with a small wheel before. I don't know if a big wheel would fit in my air fryer. But you get your cheese.
Yeah.
You make some slits, some cross section.
Yep.
I do some oil and a bit of garlic. You could do some sort of jam as well.
Yeah.
Bung it in the air fryer for, let's say, you know, 5 to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And then instead of using crackers or anything like that to dip, some chicken nuggies.
Oh.
Yeah, chicken nugget dippers into some cheese. It is delicious.
If anybody is brave enough to try it, let us know.
Email admin@lifematters.org.nz.
That poor inbox will be clogged. Oh, good stuff. Well, that pretty much wraps us up for another episode of the Hope Centre.
Yeah.
You said weird to do like the introduction second episode in, but hope you enjoyed the first episode with Asha from Thoughts and Theories.
And if you haven't, check it out. There's some great chats.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I wasn't there, but I've heard through the grapevine. It was a banger.
Mm. And we definitely felt you there in spirit.
Yeah, 100%. I was, as seasons go, on the couch, not feeling very well. But you know what? We're back in full form, ready for the long weekend.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. Okay. I just went to look on my page to read the outro, but I don't have the outro. So I'm just going to freeball it, I guess.
From memory.
Thank you, Omri, for being the co-host on the Hope Centre podcast.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you to ORFM for helping us produce the podcast. Thank you to Platinum Recruitment for sponsoring the podcast. And thank you to Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust for making the podcast possible. Again, if you've got any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email
admin@lifematters.org.nz.
Have fun with that. At admin human, who I won't name in case I don't want to be named on the internet. That's all from us for today. Peace out.
Yeah, see thanks, everybody.
In a fortnight. Goodbye.
Loving it.
Thanks for listening. The most important message we can leave you with today is that it's okay to ask for help and support. You can contact Life Matters on 027 240 0114 by phone or text, or send us a message on our Facebook page.
To see our current opening hours, just look up lifematters.org.nz. If you need support outside of these hours, free call or text 1737. If you would like to listen again or hear other episodes, go to oar.org.nz.
or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.